A trip to Science World can be a life-changing event for students, but not everyone lives close enough to visit. This week, Science World's On the Road program came to Sunshine Coast Elementary Schools to put on live demonstrations featuring different approaches to science. The On the Road program has been operating since 1988 and brings the wonder of Science World to schools outside of the Lower Mainland, at no cost. Stefano Giulianetti, Science World's Outreach Programs Manager, who also led the demonstration on September 26, said, "Last year we did 14 tours around the province. This year, we're doing 16 week-long tours. And that means we generally visit somewhere between 25,000 to 40,000 students around BC. On the Road is able to provide these shows for free thanks to the support of partnering organizations on a tour-by-tour basis. This most recent tour was made possible by support from Scotiabank." Giulianetti explained that the shows have the same enthusiasm and energy as the demonstrations performed at Science World main stage, but with more of a school-based curriculum involved. "Some of the kids we see have been to Science World before. And that's great, some will never get a chance to. So this is our opportunity because we are a not-for-profit province-wide organization, the mandate is to get out there." The organization has three different shows they present depending on the age of the audience. On September 26, On the Road performed their Earth, Wind and Science presentation at Half Moon Bay Elementary, where students learned about the causes of different weather patterns. "We ask kids to come up with weather patterns that they know of. It could be regular weather, like a sunny or rainy day, or it can be extreme weather like a thunderstorm or tornado. And then they challenge us to have a demonstration to explain it," said Giulianetti. Giulianetti and his team excel in safely demonstrating extreme weather patterns that include lightning storms and fire tornadoes, while explaining why they occur and integrating fun facts that inspire students to wonder, like what's the difference between a tornado and a typhoon. Students' eyes were glued to the presenters, with gasps as a stream of fire spewed from a flamethrower. A few lucky students were invited to participate in the demonstrations, including a Van de Graaff static generator that makes your hair stand on end. More information about On the Road can be found on the Science World website. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.